Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Carol Hunt, H-U-N-T. Address is number 79, Northwood Commons, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-514-9105, ID XXXXXX 9104, date of birth 10/30/1938, 83-year-old, married, retired, BSN nurse. Insurance is Medicare / WellCare. Pharmacy plan. Drugstore is Raley's, 530-899-3790. It's addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, MD. Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-896-0386. Fax 530-896-0389. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in consideration of degenerative dementia. Subparagraph, recent history of multiple falls with closed head injuries. Subparagraph, previous history of recurrent ischemic episodes, TIA, and stroke. Current complaints, cognitive decline, difficulty with recollection, repetition of thoughts and ideas, reduced short-term memory, preserved long-term memory, subparagraph, previous MR imaging indicating ischemic microvascular disease. New paragraph, recent identification of paucity of speech, reduced facial expression, hesitancy initiating movement, dear Dr. Archer and professional, comorbid medical problems, this is vertically, dyslipidemia, GERD, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, left-sided femoral neck fracture, episode of acute aphasia, December 2021. Chronic lymphedema, right arm following treated breast cancer, postmenopausal, situational anxiety, previous history, hemorrhoids, anemia, tinnitus, intentional tremor, stress incontinence. Dear Dr. Archer, thank you for referring Carol Hunt for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, Carol is a retired BSN accomplished nurse. New paragraph. Carol reports difficulty with stiffness, denies tremor even though she has tremor demonstrated on examination today. New paragraph. She denied unusual stiffness, but is identified to have to push off heavily, arising from a regular chair, and demonstrating difficulty in mounting the examination table due to muscular resistance. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is clearly abnormal, demonstrating facial hypomimia. Reduced volume and production of speech. New paragraph. She has a slight left upper extremity paresis with dyspraxia distally. New paragraph. There is very slight facial asymmetry with left-sided droop. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are slightly brisk at the patellar, reduced at the right Achilles. Pathological reflex testing demonstrates grasp responses bilaterally with spontaneous Babinski signs bilaterally. The sensory examination remains within normal limits. New paragraph, cerebral and extrapyramidal testing demonstrates vacillating tremor with positional changes in both upper extremities, more prominent on the left. Rapid alternating and successive movements are relatively well accomplished but dyspraxic. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers, however, demonstrates moderate inducible neuromuscular resistance bilaterally. Slightly more prominent on the non-paretic side, right. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination is fluid, but slightly ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Carol has a clinical history of identified ischemic cerebrovascular disease with clinical manifestations of Parkinson's disease, most likely explaining her tendency to trip and fall, sustaining a number of traumatic brain injuries, of a relatively minor nature by their report, although dramatic. New paragraph. She has clinical symptoms of cognitive impairment that may be of a multiplicity of origin. New paragraph recommendations. New paragraph. She also gave an additional history of dysomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals, difficulty with incontinence, cognitive confusion in the morning, improving during the day, but increasing symptoms of fatigue and drowsiness later, becoming almost impairing. Recommendations. Number one, we will obtain a home sleep study and formal study if necessary. Number two, I'm giving her initial prescription of carbidopa levodopa 25-100 extended release to begin twice a day. New paragraph. Neuroquantitative high-resolution MR brain imaging will be accomplished at open systems for a more definitive evaluation of her cerebrovascular disease and any findings consistent with degenerative dementia. New paragraph. Today I gave her the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health to complete with her husband's assistance and the sleep disorder questionnaire as well. To bring back and review as she returns. New paragraph. We will have a home sleep study done through open system, through NorCal Respiratory. New paragraph. I would anticipate that she most likely will require CPAP therapy treatment. New paragraph. So the follow-up report, when she returns with a more definitive diagnosis of the extent and nature of her dementia and cerebrovascular disease, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.